Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And more bad news in the short term, but things may be looking up a little bit area as we have rain right now that stretches across a good portion of the western Corn Belt on its way to the eastern Corn Belt. And some areas obviously will be flooded and any field work put on hold for a little bit while longer. But right now, it looks like next week we could see some decent improvement as the precipitation will start to taper off across western sections today. And as high pressure builds into the area, it looks like dry weather will start to really shift the focus to the east. There are some question marks in the forecast for the middle and end of next week. It does look like we will have pretty good chance to see much warmer conditions towards Wednesday and Thursday of next week as high pressure, as it moves off to the east, we get that southerly flow. The question mark does remain with a system that it looks like it's going to be developing in northeastern Florida, and then if it takes a track up the east coast, it'll slow down to the east to west or the west to east movement of storms, keeping us a little drier a little longer. If it moves towards the Gulf of Mexico, it could start to stream moisture up, and we'll start to see more scattered showers back into the picture, especially across southern areas towards the middle and end of next week. And southern sections do not need any rain right now. The short-term soil moisture really overly done across portions of Arkansas and southeastern Kansas into western Missouri. The best locations as far as conditions, the best in our general area, southeastern Indiana and across a little portion of northern Kentucky. There's also some areas that are actually a little bit dry across eastern Ohio, and they will start to see more scattered showers there. The other big story weather-wise as we progress across the area into the weekend will be the occurrence of frost and possibly a hard freeze in some northern sections, but the growing season hasn't really gotten that deep enough to see much of a threatening situation from the cold, but frosts and freezes will occur all the way from the northern plains into the Great Lakes, and even some northern areas of Illinois and Indiana could see a little bit of frost early next week. Southeastern states and the Delta, again, it's difficult to say what's going to happen there without seeing the development of that big storm that could provide some very heavy rain, but it's just a crapshoot as to which way it goes. Other areas outside the U.S. Does look like Australia. We'll see net drying in most of their grain and oilseed areas. There will be a need for some rain in many areas late next week, and that will be a welcome increase in the soil moisture and probably help to get some start to their autumn planting there. Rain is expected in northeastern New South Wales towards the middle of next week. Again, precipitation welcome as they've had some pretty dry conditions there. And temperatures will change very little over the next few days with highs and lows similar to that we've seen through the week. Some warming will occur in the eastern sections early next week. And in South America, limited rainfall expected in the summer crop areas of Argentina, and precipitation did fall in Brazil, a significant precipitation yesterday and early today in Mato Grosso do Sul and through northern Rio Grande do Sul. Temperatures will turn much cooler in central and northern sections while slowly recovering in the far south. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike.